Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is Tuesday of the 11th week in Ordinary Time, and we have a new preacher for you, coming from the United States, but really a citizen of the world, born in Nigeria, living in Switzerland and in Rome. He is Father Anieri Okuri, the worldwide general promoter for justice and peace for the friars of the Order of Preachers. Father Anieri is calling in from Chicago today with a preaching entitled Transform.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father. For he makes his sun rise on the bad and the good, and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? Do not tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brothers only, what is unusual about that? Do not pagans do the same? So be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect." The Gospel of the Lord. My sisters and brothers, being a Christian is more than being a good person or simply following the rules. A Christian commitment calls us to go beyond the basic requirements of religious observances in our relationship with others. In today's gospel passage, Jesus makes reference to the requirements of the law. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor, you shall hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies, pray for those who persecute you. Let's be honest here. To seek the good of your enemy and those who persecute you is a challenge. At the time of Jesus, the law allowed people to do the same harm to those who caused them harm. For example, if someone wounded you in the left eye, it was legal to cause the same injury to the person's left eye. Hence the saying, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But Jesus says to us that such retaliation, such vengeance is not the way of Christianity. We must not engage in tit-for-tat revenge, even if it is legal to do so. Here, Jesus points out that some things that are legal in society are not necessarily compatible with the Christian way of life. As Christians, we must take the higher ground. We must be good to people who do not like us, people who disagree with us, people who may even seek our downfall. But does this mean that you should allow people to treat you anyhow and walk over you? Certainly not. You are required to ensure that you do not fall into the trap people set for you. You must guard against allowing people to take advantage of you and abuse you. But you are not to go out of your way to retaliate, to take vengeance. That is the difference Jesus is making. We are called to be like God, who showers blessings of sunshine and rain on the just and the unjust alike, on people who believe in God, and those who do not believe in God. This is the way to perfection. This is loving others as God loves. So, my sisters and brothers, let us not be satisfied with mere observance of religious law. Let us be more and let us do more. Let us get involved in the society and transform it and make it a better place. May God give us abundant grace to love as Christ loves us. Amen.